It's kind of hard to say whether there are more roads or train tracks running through the small town of Hornell, New York, a couple of hours southeast of Buffalo. The acres and acres of tracks of the old Erie Railroad yards are here. And for more than 150 years, Hornell has repaired trains in its shops. But recently it started completely rebuilding some passenger rail cars. We crouch underneath one of the jacked up 40-ton cars, and Mike Bykowski shows us how.
This is car 114. It's the furthest along in the rebuild process. You want to go step up and you can take a look inside?
Sure. Bykowski is director of engineering for the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority in Buffalo, and he's in charge of overseeing the renovation of the authority's 27 light rail cars. Bykowski says after a quarter century of harsh Buffalo winters, the city's rail cars were showing their age.
The older cars that are out in the system right now, there's a fair amount of rust along the bottom of the vehicles. What we have done is when we replaced the frame, we've also replaced approximately 18 inches of the lower outer skin with stainless steel, which is a corrosion-proof material.
So not everything on the old cars is being reused. Workers at the Gray Manufacturing Industry shop are stripping down the first two cars to their shells. They'll put in new sidewalls, new windows and seats. New electronic signage and audio systems also will be installed. But Bykowski says there's a lot being recycled, too.
You're saving all the steel, all the wiring, a lot of the wiring that would have to be replaced. You're saving a lot of copper. You're reusing parts, you know, that are there.
Bigger components are saved, too. The trucks and wheels are being patched, polished, and eventually will be reattached to the cars. The motors will be rehabbed and go back into service, too. But to be honest, Buffalo's Transit Authority didn't decide to recycle its rail cars because it's good for the environment. It's just trying to save some money. You see, rehabbing the cars cost about $1 million each. That's a third of what new cars cost. Dave Gray is president of GMI, the company renovating the cars. Gray says they're rebuilding cars for the Chicago and Philadelphia transit systems, too.
Most transit authorities try to rebuild vehicles. They always reach their midlife, which is what the NFTA's vehicle's done. And it's very cost-effective, so refurbish makes a lot of sense.
Not every city has to be so frugal. Recently, some cities received federal stimulus money for their light rail systems, and a few of them, such as San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Miami, are simply going out and buying a brand new fleet. It is a whole lot easier and faster. It's going to take 3 years to refurbish all the rail cars in Buffalo's fleet. Larry Meckler heads Buffalo's Transit Authority. Meckler says he certainly doesn't blame other cities for scrapping their fleet.
If there's other jurisdictions that could pull it off and get new cars, I'd say get the new cars. Because it's a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot more engineering, but they cost less. So obviously, you know, if we had the money and you know, life was great and, this was, you know, a utopian situation, I would, every time, one of our cars, hit its useful, I'd just go buy another one.
Still, being fiscally responsible is paying off. The authority saved taxpayers a lot of money. And in the end, Buffalo's refurbished cars will look and work every bit as good as new ones. Plus, even if it was unintended, the transit authority's decision to reduce, reuse, and recycle does let them claim the moral high ground. For the Environment Report, I'm Joyce Kryzak.